Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we continue season 5, the celebration of the woman, the season of the woman. And next up is Miss Tanya Todd. She's an author, she's an actress, and she actually has her own podcast. It's called the 52 Love Podcast, all about relationships. I know a few of you could use that advice. I know I certainly can. And she's also a writer. Why don't we just get Tanya Todd, who is beautiful inside and out, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, wonderful. How are you?
I'm awesome as always. Now, with everything that you do, and you're very successful as a writer and actress, and now the podcast, what is the one common denominator that contributes to your success?
Well, I'd have to say that the single biggest way has been networking. You meet someone and they know someone starting on a project. They recommend you or they say, hey, I've seen what you can do. I think you'd be perfect for this.
It's all about the networking, right?
Right. In both the acting and the writing world, I am amazed by how much networking plays a role, because sometimes it's just you're present in someone's mind because you're there to network. It's not even about knowing someone specific. It's about being introduced to someone at the right time.
So is that how you started out as an actor, through your networking?
Yes, definitely. That's kind of how I got started in the acting world. I had a full-time job at an office job. I was a programmer, and they weren't making enough money. The owner of the company said that he was going to have to let me go because they couldn't afford to pay me anymore. And he said, I have this friend who is a convention model and an actress. I think that I should introduce the two of you, and she could help you get started in that industry. I think you'd be good at it, which is really weird because I happen to have written a book where the main character works an office job, and then she quits her job to become an actress. I didn't tell him about the book. Like, nobody knew about the book yet.
Well, the universe knew about it.
I hadn't even shared it with the world yet. And just out of nowhere, he's like, I think you should be an actress. Well, it's not even something I knew I wanted to do before I wrote that book. So it's just really weird that my life is kind of manifesting into what I already wrote.
Not weird at all. You manifested it. Let's talk about your writing a little bit. Now, you serve on the board of a writer's group in Nevada. Tell us about that.
It's called Henderson Writers Group, and they actually meet 3 times a week, at least.
3 times a week? That's a lot.
I mean, not everyone has to go to every meeting, but there are 3 meetings available per week. If you're a paid member, you can come and get your work critiqued. If you're not a paid member, you can come and just receive information via hearing other people's work. We have speakers every month, and you can come and do that for free.
Sweet.
And I say you can come, but right now everything's virtual because of COVID.
Besides those meetings, you continue to take classes and improve yourself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I take classes. That's one of the things I did over the summer. Okay, so I can't perform live right now, but I can take classes from Masterclass. I can do backstage classes and workshops. There's Stage 32 workshops available, and I'm putting together workshops through Henderson Writers Group, and we do all different types of writing. It's not just novels or nonfiction books. We have screenwriters in there as well.
You mean like yourself? Aren't you a screenplay writer?
I am. Right, yeah. So this year I converted that unpublished novel, the one where the woman quits her job to become an actress. I adapted that into a screenplay this summer because, you know, I had a bit of extra time, and I worked it and I worked it and I tweaked it and I submitted it and I've made it to the semifinals.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. Hopefully it will get to the next step.
Right, yeah. Fingers crossed that I make it to the next level, because even if I don't win the grand prize, the next level comes with a lot of really cool perks that will help me learn to work my craft better and perhaps give me better connections for the next one.
So you took a big, thick novel and condensed it down to a screenplay. Wow.
Yeah, it's written just like a regular script. The hard part about that is when you write a 300-page book, you can't put all of that in the movie. And so I have new respect for adaptations that make it to the screen where you're like, that's not what happened in the book, or oh, they forgot about this part. Yeah, you can't put it all. You can't possibly put it all. I had to take out scenes. I had to cut out characters from my original work. It was painful, but I learned so much from it.
So Rocky wouldn't give up his script until he said, I play the main character. Is that a template for Tanya Todd?
Oh, if we're dreaming big, of course I want to play the actress, because I didn't realize it at the time, but so much of what I have in there about her is now part of my life too. I didn't think I was writing about myself. I thought I created this character and took a truth workshop in writing once and found out, hey, not only is she me, all of my characters are me, you know? They're just not each other. It's just different pieces of my personality. They're not the same person, but I have something in common with each of them. Even the villains and, you know, some of the men.
Interesting. Hey, didn't I see somewhere, maybe on Instagram, you were like in a Catwoman outfit or something like that.
That's funny because I am. I'm playing Catwoman for DC by Night. They're doing a series, you know, it's fan comic, fan fiction for DC Comics stuff. They're focusing on characters that are not Joker and Batman, and they asked me to play their Catwoman, and I should be filming that no sooner than January, but kind of when things are open up to be filming again.
So what about representation? Do you have an agent right now?
I signed with a literary agent, Amy Collins, but I also signed with a new talent manager, which is in the UK, and that's Sue Sheridan with Opaque Artists. So it's two different things. One's the talent manager, one is the literary agent, but both in just a few weeks of each other, I signed with both of them.
What about an agent right here in the United States?
Yeah, I have an agent here in America too, and that's Joaquin, and he is amazing and wonderful. You know, I asked, is it okay if I have a talent manager in the UK too? And he's like, go for it. Congratulations. No bitterness at all. He was wonderful. And that's a Veil talent. I should probably tell you that's a Veil talent.
This podcast is a lot of work and it's very hard for me to stay disciplined sometimes. How do you do it?
I've always been very disciplined about whatever I'm doing. So it's not like I had to become a disciplined person, but I did have to start prioritizing my work and stop thinking of it as a hobby. Because when you think of it as a hobby, you don't justify the time for it. It's like, I can't spend my time doing that. That's for me.
Yep, you bested me.
What I had to do is start saying, hey, this is my job. And so I am scheduling my job the way I would if I went and worked in an office. So I have to spend time reading scripts. I have to spend time learning my craft. I have to spend time learning monologues and learning scenes. I have to spend time doing the things that make me better at my job so that when I'm booked, okay, so that's time I can't spend 3 hours writing on a day where I'm on set because my head needs to be at work there. It's part of my job to read books about how to be a better actor, read books about how to be a better writer. It's my job to go to acting class, my job to take workshops. So I make a schedule and I fit in these things.
All right, so moving on. What is Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business?
Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business is a conference. It's a publishing conference that's put on here annually. It used to be at the Rio, but they switched it up because of the pandemic. And, you know, I attended as a student the first year. Last year, I was the mistress of ceremonies. And this year, I put together a panel on diversity and inclusion. It's something that I did with Henderson Writers Group. I partnered with them and Grouchy John's Coffee and the LGBTQ Center here in town. And we put on a free workshop where people could come and learn how to write up with inclusion and diversity in mind, without having to worry about being judged for getting it wrong. We had a panel and we had some writing exercises. And what we did for Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business was a smaller version of that, because that first one was an all-day workshop. It was like 5 hours. This one was only about an hour.
So you mentioned diversity. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think if you don't write with inclusion and diversity in mind, then you're not writing real life. We don't live in a homogenous world, so how can you write a script or write a story where there's only one kind of person in it, regardless of what your background is? How can there only be one type of character in there? It just doesn't reflect real life. And it seems like you have to go in with blinders on if that's the story you're producing, you know? My characters just come to me on their own. I don't have to say, and you know, this one is going to be an Asian character. Whenever my muse talks to me, they just come out in all different colors and ages and varieties and sexual orientations and everything. It's just the way life is, because that's how my life is. I'm surrounded by different people.
In casting breakdowns, I see Latinx or ethically ambiguous. What's your take on that?
Well, that has to do with getting cast in projects. It is people saying that being ethnically ambiguous is the hot item, but in reality, it makes it difficult, because if there's a family situation, you don't quite fit. You aren't white enough for that family. You're not black enough for that family. And most people, when they're casting things, they don't keep their minds open about it being a diverse family. I have all different ethnicities in my family. We have Korean people and we have black people and we have just straight lace. They look plain white. We have Hawaiian people, but we're all family. Like, we are truly a family, and you don't see a whole lot of that on screen. It's like they think they have to justify it, but that's the way the world looks. In real life, we are all blended. We have all of this all over the place. It's not being reflected on screen though.
Well, it seems like currently today, when I watch network television and when I watch the current movies on Netflix, it all seems to be blended now.
I do think that this year efforts are being made to change it. And as long as we continue on that path without excluding anyone, you know, if we're just doing a reversal, well, then that's not right either. The point is to not exclude anyone. And that includes this white male. We want to include everyone.
Yeah, let's just include everyone. You get a part. You get a part. You get a part. Okay, moving on. I don't know where you find the time, but how do you find time to do all your blogging? Tell us about your blogging experiences.
Well, I used to have just a blog called Spin City Cinephile. And then last year, I created a blog called 52 Love. And that is one intimacy tip per week. And so we are approaching the end of that because at the end of the year, it will be the 52nd week. But I am starting the blog itself, Blog 52 Love, making the leap from the page to the air for a podcast starting the first week of January. And every week, we'll have someone come on and talk about that week's tip. And then we'll talk about the tip and see how it worked with their significant other. And then they will have an opportunity to promote themselves as well.
Now, is this new content or are you just recycling the content that you already have?
No, we'll use the same 52. It'll just be different people's perspectives on those 52.
So I noticed that you're 5'10". It's probably has gotten you some roles, but it probably has also cost you some roles too, right?
It's not something that bothers me, but it does bother other people for me to tower over them. And in fact, it has cost me a few roles because you can play older or younger, but you cannot play shorter.
And I guess if you're shorter, you can't play taller because there's a lot of standing gigs that they're asking for someone like 6'2", 6'4". And I'm like, yeah, I can't play taller, so can't get that one. It is what it is. Yeah, but for those type of roles, you have to respond right away. I just missed one. I set my phone down, went in the other room, came back, didn't respond. I was available, then they put me on unavailable. Oh, well. All right, Tanya, wrapping up here. Where's the best place people can find you online?
I am on social media at Ms. Tanya Todd. It is M-S, not Ms., Ms. M-S-T-O-N-Y-A-T-O-D-D. My website is www.mstanyatodd.com and 52 Love Podcast.
And let's not forget about your blog that's also on your website. Wow. Through the COVID, you were able to keep up with the blog. That's amazing.
And it was tough. I wasn't feeling like that was the best use of my time. Like, why am I writing about love every week? There's the pandemic and I'm writing a blog about love.
Yeah, but you're providing a service of uplifting and positive news.
Right. And I started getting feedback from people. They didn't know I was going through this internal crisis of, you know, the work I'm doing doesn't matter, you know. And I started getting comments and people email me and saying, you know what, with all the stuff going on in the world right now, it's nice to have this positive, uplifting thing to focus on. So thank you for continuing to write it. And I feel like God put that in my life at the exact right time because, yeah, I was thinking that my work didn't matter. I wasn't writing something that was going to be world-changing for the topics that were going on, but it was touching individuals. And that's how you start changing the world. It ripples out from there. You touch individuals and then they share it with someone else and that love goes forward.
Well, before we go, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I should probably mention that I am attached to Anthony Buckhalter's Project Lone Star, and that's a feature film that's set to be filmed over the next year. And I'm also attached to Lineage, which is not quite a spin-off of Supernatural. It takes place in the Supernatural universe, and Victoria King is running that. You know, if we're sharing things, I'm also handling the faculty for the Las Vegas Writers Conference. So if any of your listeners are writers, they should look into Las Vegas Writers Conference that is taking place April 8th through 10th. And that's going to be an online conference. We used to do it in person, and last year we had 2 weeks to transition it from being an in-person conference to online. And somehow, by the grace of God, we got it done. And this year, we didn't want to put that added pressure of having to change it at the last minute. So we decided, all right, until we know what's going on with this pandemic, let's just plan on doing it online, because then we will have more control over making it successful and really good material for the people who are attending.
Your work ethic is amazing, and you're a role model for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you for inviting me on your show. I mean, if I want advice on podcasting, you're the guy to go to. You're the one who's on all the top lists, right?
Sometimes. I was number one for 6 days in a row. That was quite amazing. Tanya, oh, I'm sorry, MissTanyaTodd.com. You're simply amazing. It was an honor to have you on my show.
And I am so glad you invited me. Thank you.
Tanya Todd, actress, producer, writer. Go to Internet Movie Database. That's imdb.me/Tanya Todd. You'll see all her amazing credits and the 5 or 6 credits of things that are up and coming. She is the real deal. It was an honor to have her on my show. Thank you so much, Tanya. Well, this was kind of a sad week for me. I gave up my BlackBerry phone and upgraded to the new iPhone 12. It seems like a lot of casting people want to see that in the download speeds and they want you to shoot with it. And so I bit the bullet. It's the same size as my BlackBerry. It was the mini version i12. And now I can actually see the emojis that my kids send me. And coming up next on Active Street, Glamourmodels2020podcast.com is...
Hi everyone, and I'm Jasmine Shojai here, Australia's top glam model for 2017 and 2018. Playboy cover model and playmate, and of course, just recently on the cover of Playboy Croatia.
Sorry guys and girls, it will be audio only. Then we have Jennifer Apple, acting coach and actress. I actually hired her to pick out some monologues and she did a fantastic job. You don't want to miss that one. And remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please leave us a review, give us a rating, share it, like it, whatever. Actually, go to the Internet Movie Database and leave us a review. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.